this, Millsy. Sounds in the Valley coming to Perth Saturday, Feb 8. So we're nearly there, only another week away. Daryl Braithwaite, Russell Cadd, Russell Morris, Ross Wilson, Dave Warner from the suburbs. Great show. And I reckon Daryl would be pretty pumped that Seven brought back this song as their theme song to the cricket this year.
If he wrote it, he gets a bit of a kick.
Well, let's find out.
If he performs it, I don't think it's so beneficial, is it? We are the writer. Daryl, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, no, I wish I had have written it.
Who wrote it, Daryl?
Not Clive, Tony and Garth.
Right,
okay.
Now, mate,
that's all right. They're fine, yeah.
I found out a few things researching for this interview. Are you a twin?
Yep. Glenn is my twin brother. He lives in Geelong, and he's a bit taller, got brown hair.
Okay. And you were in the same class as Olivia Newton-John. Is that correct as well?
Yep. That is correct. Back when we were about 12 or 11.
Did you ever sing together, you know, like at any opportunity?
No, I actually didn't know that she could sing at
right.
all.
And when did you work out that you could sing?
Probably about when I was maybe 8 or 9, I think. Glenn and I used to sing along with the tunes of the day, and then we ended up in the choir at the school that we went to, and that was a great experience in there, because we just love singing. Continued on.
Does he look at your career and think, well, you know, my twin, I was as good as him at the choir? Does he ever look up at you and go, that could have been me if I'd gone down that path?
We never talk about it.
Really? Really? Because Millsy's a twin.
Yeah, I'm a twin. Yeah. That's why I was intrigued.
Right.
Last time I saw you in operation was at the Kalgoorlie racetrack after the Kalgoorlie Cup, singing Horses. And I think you could have got away with just singing Horses and no other song. I mean, the crowd loved that song. Why do you think they've adopted it as, you know, the best sing-along song in Australia?
I really don't know. I guess because it just has... the appeal, because I've actually asked people over the decades, you know, why they like it. And I think it's the imagery that they conjure up in their mind when they are singing, and different images all the time. But and I've actually spoken to Ricky Lee Jones about it, who wrote it with Walter Becker, and she can't enlighten me as well. I mean, because she wrote it about her daughter, and I guess it's just one of those songs, you know.
Is it possible, Daryl, and obviously when it first came out, it was Margaret Ehrlich that sung, wasn't it? She sings the female part, is that correct?
That's correct.
But she wasn't in the film clip, is that right? Every time we play it, I mention that to Millsy, and I think from memory, you're on the beach, and then there's another female on the beach, but that's not Margaret Ehrlich, is it?
No, that's a model of an Australian model that actually learnt the song the night before.
Right.
And I've never met her. I've spoken to her on the phone, and she said, God, I cop a lot of flack sometimes from people going, are you Margaret? And she goes, no, I'm not.
Hey, Daryl, my theory, for what it's worth, is that obviously the song was big when it came out, but when the racing industry embraced it as a bit of a theme song for themselves, and that happened to coincide with two absolute legends of the track, well, three actually, Black Caviar, Winx, and before that, Maccabi Diva, that's when I think we really grabbed it and said, this is our song, this is our champion song.
Yeah, I don't know. I have the memories of back 2005 at the Floriade Hotel there in your great city. And I went there after another gig with my band, and there were about 100 uni students there. And I thought, my God, they're really boisterous, because they were chanting before we even went on, which we'd never had happen before. Anyway, from that, they sang every song, and then by the time we got to the Horses, it just went ballistic. And I thought, wow, I'd like to have that at every gig. So
you got it now.
So that's, to me, that's where It sort of started.
Floriade Hotel.
What a lineup it is, though. Dave Warner from the suburbs. We all grew up with him. Brian Cadd, Russell Morris. And you're the headline act, Daryl Braithwaite. I mean, Sounds in the Valley next Saturday, the 8th of Feb. How good will it be? We're looking forward to seeing you. Tickets available, by the way, via ticketmaster.com.au. Good luck, Daryl.
You're a beauty, Daryl.
Oh, thank you very much.
It comes